Yes, Jean-Marie said, bathing vicariously in my reputation. I saw their success, and I wanted their head of marketing, so I went to London and decapitated him.
Decapitated?
Headhunted, I said. Yes, thank you. Maybe you can continue to present yourself, Paul.
Sure. My name's Paul West, I told them. I was in at the creation of Voulez-vous Café avec moi. We launched in July, last year. July the 14th, of course, Bastille Day, with 5 cafes in London and the South East, and then launched the others in the major British cities and shopping malls in 3 waves of 10. I've brought a report with me so that you can read the full story. Before that, I worked for a small brewery, beer company, I added, seeing their frowns. And that's about it.
You really young, said the skinny bloke.
Not accusingly, but annoyingly.
Not really. I'm 27. If I was a rock star, I'd be dead.
The bloke made apologetic gestures.
No, no, I'm not criticizing. I'm just admirative.
He had a weird accent. Not quite French. I couldn't place it.
We are all admiring Paul, that's for sure.
Jean-Marie again managed to make me feel like I was receiving a gay come-on.
Why doesn't everyone present himself? He said. Bernard, start, please.
Bernard was the tall, stocky one, with a flat-top haircut and a neat blonde moustache. He was wearing a sickly blue shirt and a tie that just failed to be red enough. He could have had dull tattooed across his forehead, but that would have made him too exciting. Bernard smiled nervously and began.
Yam Bernard. Yam responsible of communication.
Shit, I thought. Didn't Jean-Marie say the meeting was going to be in English? How come some people were allowed to speak Hungarian?
Bernard of Budapest carried on in the same incomprehensible vein for a couple of minutes, and then started to enunciate something that, to judge by the look of acute constipation on his face, was of great importance.
I look forward to working with you.
Hang on, I thought.